Coming up on episode number 358, it's probably the most requested cover story I get, and I'm proud to finally be able to bring it to you. They Might Be Giants, their songs covered, coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting tougher. Whole world is rough. It's just getting rougher. Cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a hoo-hoo. Come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Thursday night. It's September 6th, 2007. My name is Brian Abbott. Welcome to another edition of Coverville. Tonight, bringing you the music of They Might Be Giants. Now, I've been a fan of They Might Be Giants ever since I saw their video for Don't Let Start, way back from their first album on TV. Went out and picked up their album, and I've been a loyal fan ever since. And I can't think of any other band out there that's like them. They combine wit and maybe a little bit of irony and sarcasm with catchy, very catchy music and easily memorable lyrics, easy to sing along to. And that's why I think they lend themselves very well to being covered. Although, I gotta say, it's probably very difficult to take a They Might Be Giants song and really make it your own because of all those things I mentioned, because of their wit and their irony and their catchy melodies. But we've got a bunch of people on tonight's show who are going to try, and I think in every case they succeed. None more so than this first performer. Coming up, we're going to start the show with Ellie Craig and his rendition of the song Dead. He turns it from a very fun kind of introspective song, I should say, into something very melancholy and personal, and I love it. I really do. I love what he's done with this. Let's start off with Ellie Craig and Dead.
I returned a bag of groceries accidentally taken off the shelf before the expiration date. I came back as a bag of groceries accidentally taken off the shelf before the date stamped on myself. Session wave their torches as my head fell in the basket. Was everybody dancing on the casket? Now it's over, I'm dead, and I haven't done anything that I want. Or I'm still alive. Myself in the mirror with my eyes closed. And I didn't apologize for when I was 8, and I made my little brother have to be my personal slave. Did a large procession wave their torches. Fell in the basket. Was everybody dancing on the casket? Now it's over, I'm dead, and I haven't done anything that I want. Or I'm still alive, and there's nothing I want to do. And I won't be around. Thank you.
I palindrome I. I palindrome I. And I am a snakehead eating the head on the opposite side. I palindrome I. I palindrome I. See that bulletproof dress hanging from the clothesline. See the medical chart with the random zigzag. Now I'll help it decide. I palindrome I. I palindrome I. And I am a snakehead eating the head on the opposite side. I palindrome I. I palindrome I. I palindrome I. I palindrome I. Son, I am able, she said, though you scare me, watch, said I. You love it, I said, watch me scare you, though, said she. Able, am I, son, see the swing of the grandfather clock unwinding. See the hands of my offspring making windmills. Dad palindrome, dad, I palindrome, I. I palindrome, I. And I am a snakehead eating the head on the opposite side. I palindrome I. I palindrome I. I palindrome I. I palindrome I.
Marching on, and time. Can you please? We're trying to play the song. Is still marching on.
This day will soon be at an end, and now it's even sooner, and now it's even sooner, and now it's even sooner. This day will soon be at an end, and now it's even sooner, and now it's sooner still.
That was Beatnik Turtle with their cover of They Might Be Giants Older. That is a live track you can find on their website. Now, they do a very similar thing to Jonathan Colton, where he was doing a thing a week. These guys have the song of the day, and you'll find that on thesongoftheday.com. They did a great Star Wars parody song, and they've got a bunch of stuff on there. not a lot of covers, but they kind of fit in that same vein a little bit, like They Might Be Giants, with kind of the humor and the cynicism and sarcasm and irony that that They Might Be Giants and Jonathan Colton have. Before that, I, Palindrome I. That was performed by Lil Dave Merriman, and you'll find that on the 2003 album Sex and Subversion, a Thick Records documentary. And then we start off the set with Alistair Craig, or Ali Craig, doing his rendition of Dead. Kind of a Flood-heavy show, I think, because there's quite a few more songs on Flood than any of the other albums that that we've got covers from on tonight's show. Let's get to a song called Shoehorn with Teeth. We're going to get to a whole set of a cappella renditions of songs. Now, They Might Be Giants, of course, have done some a cappella themselves. There have been a few songs on Earth My Nina, for example, and other ones where it's just the Johns and their voices. And, of course, some of those early songs even featured sampled voices that they used as percussion and things like that. Let's get to a whole set of regular a cappella doing covers of They Might Be Giants. We're going to start off with a group called Da Vinci's Notebook. I think probably my favorite a cappella band, not necessarily collegiate a cappella, but my favorite a cappella band altogether. And actually, a little bit later in this set, we're going to hear my favorite collegiate a cappella band. This comes from a 2000 album called Bendy's Law. It's a cover of Shoehorn with Teeth. Here's Da Vinci's Notebook.
He wants a shoehorn, the kind with teeth. People should get beat up for stating their beliefs. He wants a shoehorn, the kind with teeth, 'cause he knows there's no such thing.
He asks a girl if they can both sit in a chair, but he doesn't get nervous.
She's not really there. He wants a shoehorn, the kind with teeth, 'cause he knows there's no such thing.
Toe the world in a heavy metal band, but they run out of petrol.
He wants a shoehorn, the kind with teeth. People should get beat up for stealing their beliefs. He wants a shoehorn, the kind with teeth, 'cause he knows there's no such thing.
All right. What's the sense in ever thinking about the tomb when you're much too busy returning to the moon?
He wants a shoehorn, the kind with teeth. People should get beat up for skating like the Leafs. He wants a shoehorn, the kind with teeth, 'cause he knows there's no such thing.
I'm your only friend, I'm not your only friend, but I'm a little glowing friend, but really I'm not actually your friend, but I am.
The canary in the outlet by the light switch, who watches over you? Make a little birdhouse in your soul, not to put too fine a point on it. Say I'm the only bee in your bonnet. Make a little birdhouse in your soul. I've got a secret to tell from my electrical well. It's a simple message and I'm leaving out the whistles and bells. So the room must listen to me, filibuster vigilantly. My name is Blue Canary, one note spell L-I-T-E. My story's infinite, like the Longines Symphony. It doesn't rest. Blue Canary in the outlet by the light switch, who watches over you? Make a little birdhouse in your soul, not to put too fine a point on it. Say I'm the only bee in your bonnet. Make a little birdhouse in your soul.
Shores and kept the beaches shipwreck free.
Though I respect that a lot, I'd be fired if that were my job. After killing Jason off and countless screaming Nogginauts, bluebird of friendliness, like guardian angels, it's always near. Blue Canary in the outlet by the
the light switch, who watches over you? Make a little birdhouse in your soul, not to put too fine a point on it. Say I'm the only bee in your bonnet. Make a little birdhouse in your soul.
Blue canary in the alley by the light switch, who watches over you? Make a little birdhouse
in your soul, not to put too fine a point on it. Say I'm the only bee in your bonnet. Make a little birdhouse in your soul. And while you're at it, leave the nightlight on inside that birdhouse in your soul.
Not to put too fine a point on it. Say I'm the only bee in your bonnet. Make a little birdhouse in your soul.
I've been leaving on my things, so in the morning when the morning bird sings, there's still dinner on my dinner jacket till the dinner bell rings.
Well,
knuckle, palm, little pinky, index ring.
Dinner bell, ding.
From their 2005 album Rhapsody in Bob, those are the Bobs with their version of They Might Be Giants' Dinner Bell. Of course, you know the Bobs, right? Oh, absolutely. I love what they do there with the chord progression and the it's just really it's some cool stereo effects on there too. Make sure you listen with headphones if you can. Before that, the Brown Derbies, yes, my favorite collegiate a cappella band, with Birdhouse in Your Soul, the first track from Flood, that comes from their 2002 album Hybrid. And then we start off with Shoehorn with Teeth by Da Vinci's Notebook. Bendy's Law is the name of the album. You can find that one on, and that came out way back in 2000. Very, very cool. All right, well, something else that was very cool came out last year. It was a tribute album to They Might Be Giants called Hello Radio, The Songs of They Might Be Giants. Spoke in length to David Miller, who was the guy who put that together, and he actually was the inspiration for me wanting to get the Spinal Tap album together, which is still in the works. He sent me a copy of the album, of course, a while back, and some great stuff on here. The one I decided to pull out for tonight's show is another one from Flood. It's OK Go and their version of They Might Be Giants' Letterbox. And they take a very a dark and kind of an electronic-y tone to this one. Here's OK Go with Letterbox.
Friend, she's a spell. only two songs in me, and I just stole a third. Don't know where I found the inspiration or how I found the words. Spent my whole life just digging at my music's shallow soul. Two songs in me, and the third one I just stole. A rich man once told me life's a funny thing. Poor man once told me that he can't afford to speak. Now I'm in the middle like a bird without a beak. Cause there's just two songs in me, and I just stole the third. Don't know where I found the inspiration or how I had the nerve. Spent my whole life just digging up my music shallow hole for the two songs in me, and the third one I just stole. So I went to see the president and I asked, oh, what's his name? Has he ever gotten writer's block or something like the same? He just started talking like he was on TV. If there's just two songs in you, boy, what do you want from me? So I bought myself some denim pants and a secondhand guitar. And I politely told the ladies, you'll still have to call me sir. Cause I have to keep my self-respect, I'll never be a star. Since there's just two songs in me, and this is number three. There's only two songs in me, and I just stole the third. Don't know where I found the inspiration or how I found the words. Spent my whole life just digging at my music shallow hole for the two songs in me, and the third one I just stole.
The sun is a mass of incandescent gas, a gigantic nuclear furnace, where hydrogen's built into helium at a temperature of millions of degrees. The sun is hot, the sun is not a place where we could live. But here on Earth there'd be no life without the light it brings. We need its heat, we need its light, we need its energy. But the light comes from our own sun's atomic energy.
Everything on it is a gas, iron, copper, aluminum, and many others.
The sun is long.
If the sun were hollow, a million Earths could fit inside, Aaron. It's only a middle-sized star.
The sun is far away.
About 93 million miles away. That's why it looks so small.
Here on Earth, there'd be no light without the light it brings. We need its light. We need to see the sunlight that we see. From our own sun's atomic energy.
Scientists have found that the sun is a huge atom smashing machine, Aaron. The heat light of the sun comes in nuclear reactions of hydrogen, carbon, nitrogen, and helium.
The sun is a mass of incandescent gas, a gigantic nuclear furnace, where hydrogen is built in the helium at a temperature of millions of degrees.
Why does the sun shine? The Sun is a Mass of Incandescent Gas, performed there by Peter's Projection. Now, for a while, this guy, Peter Hassett, had an exercise in which he went from concept to finished product in a five-hour time limit, concept of a song to a finished product in a five-hour time limit. He did a cover of Tears for Fears' Mad World, but on the occasion, actually on the anniversary or on his girlfriend's birthday, I should say, he recorded Why Does the Sun Shine, of course, a cover of the old Tom Glaser track. Very slick, very cool version, especially when you take into consideration it was 5 hours from concept to production on that one. In the middle of that set, number three, Cash Nexus, changing the lyrics only slightly to let you know that they stole that song. And then, hey, my iPhone's going off. And then the first track there, Letterbox, performed by OK Go. Of course, they hit big popularity this year, or last year, on YouTube with the video of them on the treadmills. Okay, Go, and you'll find that on the Hello Radio, the Songs of They Might Be Giants collaboration compilation, which came out in 2006. That was a cover of Letterbox. Well, Brian J. Bush has a website and a podcast called They Now, in which he features They Might Be Giants music, as well as bands and artists that sound like they may have been influenced by They Might Be Giants. And he was nice enough a while back to put together a musically challenged special They Might Be Giants edition. Now, I don't have Tina with me for this one, so I'll be doing it solo. Well, I'll be doing it with you, won't I, the Coverville listener? So let's go ahead and get right into the They Might Be Giants musically challenged.
Hello, Coverville family. This is the host of TheyNow.com, also known as Brian J. Bush, here with a special They Might Be Giants edition of Musically Challenged. TMBG has been my favorite band for nearly two decades now, and I'm proud to have the opportunity to challenge your knowledge of their works. The Johns have had plenty of opportunities to cover other bands since 1983, but as you and I both appreciate, they've taken the songs and remade them in their own image. I'm going to play a few seconds of the TMBG version of the song. See if you can tell me the original recording artist. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Then we'll begin.
Each watch I smash apart, just adding to my power. Each watch I smash apart, just bringing me the hour. 25 o'clock, that's when you're going to be mine. 25 o'clock, we'll be together to the end of time. 25 o'clock.
Oh, that's a very good one. All right. That is... that's the Dukes of Stratosphere, which is another name for XTC. Well, not another name. It's a kind of a mock 60s band that XTC recorded a couple albums as kind of a little inside joke. 25 o'clock is the song. Oop, pressed the wrong button. Oh, I guess I was supposed to leave this in the background while I was talking about it. Okay.
Pack my stuff, it's on the bus. I can't believe it's true. I'm 3 days from New York City, and I'm 3 days from you. Cause everyone's your friend in New York City, and everything looks beautiful when you're young and pretty. The streets are paved with diamonds, and there's just so much.
I think I played that one on the show. It's New York City, and the original artist was Cub. But I think their version might be a little bit more familiar. Look at that. I did the whole thing in... Okay, well, I know that song. I want to say that was on, it was a B-side to one of their other songs, but I had no idea it was a cover. Wow, okay. there's a stumper.
Oh, I'm always getting by. We order lots of French fries.
That's They Might Be Giants covering Joe Cocker covering the Beatles, since their version sounds a little bit closer to Joe Cocker's version of I Get By With a Little Help From My Friends. Of course, originally by the Beatles from Sgt. Pepper.
Oh,
Wow, I had no idea. Oh, I guess I'll leave this going. I had no idea that they covered the theme to The Daily Show. And I think the original artist was Bob Mould. Is that right? Or was it Sugar? Was it Bob Mould's group Sugar?
I thought I was happy, I could live with myself. Now I see that love is all that I'm thinking of. Won't you please be kind and just make up your mind that you'll be sweet and gentle. Be gentle with me, cause I'm getting sentimental over you.
Ooh, alright, well, that's one I haven't heard before, but I'm getting sentimental over you. I can't think of who did the original of that.
Thanks for playing. Here are the answers. Question one was 25 o'clock. Words and music by the Dukes of Stratosphere, who are the psychedelic alter ego of XTC. Question two, New York City. I bet you knew that one. Originally by Cub. Question three, Ladies a Tramp. Frank Sinatra has the most well-known version of this, I would think. It's originally from the Rodgers and Hart musical Babes in Arms from 1937.
There you go.
Question four, with a little help from my friends. This version was with special guest Homestar Runner on stage. Written by John Lennon and Paul McCartney on the Beatles album Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. Question five, Dog on Fire, more commonly known as the Daily Show theme song. Written by Bob Mould, who was principally known for his work in influential rock bands Husker Du and Sugar. And the last one, I'm Getting Sentimental Over You, originally performed by Tommy Dorsey in 1935.
Tommy Dorsey.
Thanks for playing. We'll see you over at theynow.com. Anytime you feel like dropping by, I'll be there, hanging out, playing more They Might Be Giants and fan-related works. Have a good night. Bye.
Awesome. Thank you, Brian. That was excellent. Great. Well, yeah, definitely check out his site, theynow.com. He's got a podcast as well that goes with it. And if you're a They Might Be Giants fan, then it's something you definitely would enjoy. That is going to do it for tonight's edition of Coverville. If you have a comment, suggestion, question, or rant, you can email me at coverville@gmail.com. You can call the Coverville hotline. It's the red phone here, and it only blinks when you call. That number is 206-222-COVER, and then you can post a message on the weblog at www.coverville.com. There's also forums and archives and all sorts of great stuff. Don't forget, next Tuesday, the 11th of September, we're doing Twitterville, which will be an entire episode of Coverville done with requests that come up on Twitter. And if you don't make a request, if I get nothing, then it's going to be 45 minutes of Nick Carter over and over and over again. But we will be back on Saturday night, I think, this week, because I'm going out of town on Sunday. So Saturday night will be the next show, and it'll be the usual all-request show, which I just can't seem to do on Sundays for whatever reason. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville is provided by Cashfly. CACHEFLY, cashfly.com. See, that was fast.